This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, August 5th. Well, wheat rallies in Friday trading in the wake of the latest tariff threat. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathey.
Now, wheat was higher today, and it rebounded off the news of the tariff threat. But most importantly, Australia has cut their production, and this could be really major for U.S. I think that it definitely should kick up the Kansas City wheat, but I think it'll take the Chicago wheat futures along with it. If those numbers are correct, that should bodes well for us to really, kind of like fill in the exports for what's going to be lost from Australia. Now, this is really new news, so we don't know exactly how it's going to work, but just the idea of it is giving the market a little bit of a lift.
Chicago September wheat prices closed Friday up 15 at 491. September corn was up 6 3/4 at 399 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 620. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were up 6, ranging from 546 3/4 to 551 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were up 3 3/4, ranging from 597 1/4 to 602 1/4. Live cattle for August was down 22.5 cents at 107.77 1/2. August feeder cattle were down $1.60 to 139.95, and August Class 3 milk was up 6 cents at 17.28.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.